I want to share a couple of things with you before I cut you loose. February 13th, we're going to invite Greenville Town Board in here, and we're going to feed them dinner, and a few others, the head of the water company, the police, we're going to bless them and feed them, and the youth have already stepped up and agreed to say they would serve tables, right? Y'all hold your hand up if you knew that. Several of y'all was there the other night. Going to serve tables, and we'll just need some people to get on board, because I don't know, menus and all that kind of thing, I'm not really sure about, but you say, why are you doing this? Because the Lord's been telling me to do this for about a year, and I've been slothful, and I've put it off, but I know it's about divine governments. It's not about Greenville town government. It's about God being the government over this city, and it's honoring those that serve. Whether you agree with them, whether you like them, you know, we need to bless them and honor them for what they're doing, because they make a whopping, what, 400, how much they make a month? $500 a month. And they do stuff all the time. And so it's really a thankless job. But if you'd be interested in that, see, Donna will have a piece of paper. You can sign up if you want to cook or plan. We're going to need somebody. I'd like to send out some really nice invitations. We need to do it right away so they'll have time to plan. What did I say, February 13th? Yeah, it's the day before that day. So, anyway, does that sound good? Just pray you'll get the vision, okay? If you don't have it, pray you'll get the vision. I'm going to talk to some of the leadership and the leadership in this church about, I know the Lord showed me clearly it's time to start up Friday services again. I've been praying about this for a long time, and I didn't want to do anything out of order. I didn't want to do anything because I thought it was a good idea. I told the Lord, if you're not in this, we won't do it. But he showed me it's time. And it's going to start out just once a month, okay? It's going to start in February. I won't give you the date because I want to talk to some people first and get some counsel. But it's going to be called First Fruits Service. Uh-oh. Something just dropped from heaven. Look, it's a golden disc. I've heard about these fallen in services in Toronto. Wow. We've got one of our own now. If y'all don't get it, that's okay. I'm just messing with you. But we're going to, First Fruits Service, and I look, do you know what the First Fruits Festival is, the Jewish festival? Does anybody know what that is? I didn't know until I looked it up. I knew it, but I'd forgot. Y'all know what feast that is? Feast? Well, it's the feast of Pentecost. Which we kind of like that, so I thought that was kind of cool. But anyway, it's going to be a... Oh, it's yours? It's going to be worship and praise, violent worship and praise. Well, violent's probably not a good word, but... Raw worship and praise. It's going to be a time of evangelism. So you can invite folks in that don't know Jesus. It's not going to be anything intimidating about it. There'll be baptisms, praise God. That's up to the Lord. As he saves, we baptize. So I've written down about 6 or 7 points. I don't really want to go into it, but I just want you to know it's on the way in Jesus' name. When do they have theirs out at Holy Chapel? Oh, they don't anymore? When was theirs? The first? Sorry, man, I got it first. Just teasing. Y'all okay? Well, okay. Who's got classes today? Oh, yes, we can. We did. We never did. Come on up here, Samantha. Yeah. Gracelyn, come on up here. Anybody else got a birthday? Yeah, come on up here, hon. Come on up here. How old will you be? 10. Wow. You'll be 12. And how old are you, 13?
Yeah, I was once.
How old are you, man?
I'll be 52 Tuesday.
Oh, man, you're a baby.
14.
14.
10.
10.
12.
How old are you?
10.
10? You get to start youth group this Friday, right? Awesome, man. We've been growing through attrition. There's been so many people. We had like 14 people the other night, which is pretty incredible since there was times when we only had two or three. So God is really doing some stuff. Y'all welcome too, by the way. Okay? Let's sing happy birthday. Let's honor them because God brought them to this planet for a time such as this, didn't he?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Praise the Lord. You can pick up your $100 gift certificate to Best Buy on the way out today. Oh, sorry, you done blew it, man. God bless y'all. You had your chance. It's good to have Jason back from rolling on the river. Yes, Jesus. Left a good church in Greenville. Who's got classes today? You just now got it, didn't you? Okay. Deb and Mary. Mar. Hey, y'all don't take too long. I'm going to be brief this morning, I believe. No, sure. Did you say that? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Come on, stand up. Let's praise the Lord.
What a mighty God.
He is a king.
He is a king of kings. He is a Lord of lords. His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, he is a king. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to put down your weapons and flee. I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to put down your weapons. And wait a minute. What gives you authority to say that? What? Can you really rebuke Satan like that? Can you really tell him where to go and to get off your back? Do you believe that? I do too. We let him stomp too much on us sometimes, though. You know, we let him walk too far on us sometimes. He has no authority over you as a blood-bought, blood-washed Christian. Is that true? Well, I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to put down your weapons and flee. For the Lord has given me authority to stomp all over thee. Mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Yeehaw! Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank y'all for humoring me. Rah! Yeah! Don't you like that? Y'all ready to sit down already? I was going to do another one. Father Abraham had many sons. Yeah, we won't do that. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right leg, left leg. Blink your eyes, nod your head, turn around. Y'all never did youth group. How many of y'all done that? You get dizzy by the time you get to the last one, don't you? Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm just messing around here. Is that okay? These babies are going soon, too, in Jesus' name. Soon. Was God good to you this week? Was he? Oh, come on. Either he was good to you or he was mean to you. Was he good to you this week or was he mean to you? Good to you, hold your hand up. He was mean to you, hold your hand up. Oop. Was he mean to you? What happened to you, hon? Are you just messing with me? Okay. Life in general. Lord God, we come against life in general. It can push you down. It can twist you around. It can make you sad and depressed. But God, I pray joy on Karen. Y'all just extend your hand. We pray joy on Karen. She might have been kidding, but God, she needs the joy of the Lord this morning. Man, she's just honest. She needs the joy of the Lord this morning. I need the joy of the Lord this morning. Right? In the midst of trials and temptations, I need the joy of the Lord. Because what the Bible say about the joy of the Lord? It's my strength. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. If you want joy, you must laugh for it. Ha! If you want joy, you must laugh for it. If you want joy, you must laugh for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. But I don't feel like laughing. Ain't about feeling. Ain't about feelings, is it? All right. I'm not sure, Pastor, if you got touched or you're touched. I don't know this morning. I read a quote. I'd never heard of this guy, but there was a famous English actor. Y'all ever heard of McReady? I hadn't either, but evidently he was a famous English actor. And eminent, what's eminent? This is too big of words for me. Eminent, is that important, well-known, eminent? An eminent preacher once said to him, "I wish you would explain to me something." "Well, what is it?" said the actor. "I don't know that I can explain anything to a preacher." "What?" "What is the reason for the difference between you and me?" ? "You are appearing before crowds night after night with fiction, and the crowds come wherever you go. I am preaching the essential and unchangeable truth, and I am not getting any crowd at all." McReady's answer was this: "This is quite simple. I can tell you the difference between us. I present my fiction as though it were truth. You present your truth as though it were fiction." I thought, wow. Y'all need to hear that again? I want to hear that again. That kind of... I present my fiction as though it were truth. This is the actor saying. Talking about the preacher, you present your truth as though it were fiction. And I think the church Not our church. I don't believe that at all. I believe y'all believe the Word of God, the whole counsel of God. But sometimes we get weary with it. Sometimes things happen and they don't happen in the time frame. Let me give you an example. How many of y'all, I bet now you don't even have to hold your hand up, but I bet a lot of y'all, I'll go on and hold your hand up. How many of y'all been praying a breakthrough or a miracle somewhere in your life in the last little bit? Wow. I've seen two in this church recently, and they've been going after God and going after God and praying to God for a long, long time. But they keep pressing in. They kept planting seeds. They didn't grow weary. And it's like, whoa, you just all, it's like a rock and roller that just became famous, like out of nowhere. But usually they've been pressing in for years and years and years and years and years and planting seeds. Does that make sense? So Donna and I was out yesterday at, where did we go before we went to that G whatever food store? Sam's Club. We was at Sam's Club. We need to go to GF, what? GFS. I've never been there before. We need to go to GFS. We really need to go there because we really need some jalapeno peppers, and they've got some really crisp ones, and they do. I'm thinking, if you ever been out there at that traffic, especially on Saturdays, like, I just want to, you know, go home. But I thought, okay, Donna wants to go, so we'll go. I didn't even complain. No, really, I didn't. And we got there, and I went in, and I wasn't even going to go in, but I thought, well, I'll go in just to see what this place is. Came back out, and we was getting ready to get in the car, and this guy pulls up on a bicycle. He goes, hey, man, I'm homeless. He said, how about some money for a meal? I'm like, no, but I'll take you over to Holly's Dairy Queen. No, I said, but I'll buy you something to eat. I said, where would you like to go? He said, Dairy Queen across the street would be okay. So I said, well, we'll meet you over there. And I told Donna, let's just go. This will be a funny trick. No. No. That would be mean. Y'all thought about it. You could tell this guy was a little whacked, you know, like you were at one time. But, yeah, wanting to go to Dairy Queen, I mean, that right there is a sign of... He could have said that steakhouse, all the beautiful places on that road. Am I getting too silly? I'm sorry. I'm happy. No, I'm not sorry. You're sorry if you're not happy. Well, in Jesus' name, we went over there, and he was waiting, man. He was hungry. He said, what can I get? I said, well, anything you want, man. The sky's the limit, you know. So he got one of those hot, what are them hot burgers called? Nitro burgers or what? Flamethrowers. Combo. He said, can I have that? I said, well, sure, get that. So we got him. We got two coffees because we wanted to sit down, of course, and talk to him about the Lord a little bit. And he was just telling us about his life and how horrible everything was and how he couldn't get out of being homeless. And I said, well, you ever tried Jesus? I said, Jesus wants to save you and set you free and deliver you and heal you. Because you could tell he had stuff going in. The Lord showed me he's been in prison. And sure enough, we talked to him, and he had, and he just seemed hopeless. He said, yeah, I tried that Jesus junk one time, and it didn't work. I'm like, what? I'm glad you're on. I'm thinking, I'm glad he's honest. I said, it didn't work. I said, you must not understand the gospel. I don't remember what I always said. I mean, it wasn't like a fight or nothing, but just told him, it worked for me. I know Jesus wants to save you. I know God wants to deliver you and set you free. But that's the attitude, man. If in America, if something doesn't work like that, if I don't have it now, that now, then it's not God, or God wants me to skip to something else. Microwave Nation, I like that. Yeah, that's a good point. This Pastor Saib, I think, has been waiting 3 years to get out, right? And being tortured. And I told Donna, I said, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't go right back over there and start preaching again. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So, but I'm just saying, you can't put God on a schedule. You cannot put God on a schedule. Because if you do, you're going to get disappointed. God does some things right now. I mean, immediately. But sometimes he waits for your patience and you're growing. How many of y'all was spoiled as a child? I know you won't hold your hand up. But have you ever seen a kid that got everything they wanted right now? Have you? What happened when they got on their own? Whoo! Whoa, that's a crude shock. Y'all are laughing. That's a crude shock when you don't get everything you want right now, isn't it? Y'all say, well, I never did. Well, I was a spoiled boy. I didn't have a brother until I was 7 years old. And I was the first kid with all my aunts and uncles. I was a dolly pretty boy. You know, I was the boy, the man. Every birthday, I got showered with gifts. All the family showered me with gifts. Then my brother came along, and I thought I wanted him, but guess what? He cut into my fun. I love my brother, too, by the way. But I'm just saying, you need to grow up. We need to grow up in our faith. We got to press in. We got to press on, especially when it don't feel good. Especially when it don't feel good. Because that's when he's working things out in you. Amen? He's working things out in you. And if you'll just surrender to his word and believe his word, it will come to pass. It will come, won't it, Glenn? It will come to pass, won't it, Opal? How long did you pray for that girl right there beside you? Did you ever get weary? Ever get weary? I know my mama did. So praise God. He's got good things ahead for us, don't he? Psalm 80. He gave me this scripture. He gave me a lot of stuff that was for me this weekend. Mostly it was for me, more than it was the church, because I needed to hear from God. I needed a fresh word from God for my life, for me. And you know, when you first come to Jesus, I don't know what your experience was, but I read the Word a lot because I knew that God would speak to me through his Word. I prayed a lot, like all the time. And that's what it does. It says pray without ceasing. I mean, that's God's will. But like I say, things can come into your life. Disappointments can come into your life. Busyness can come into your life, can't it? Cares of the world can come into your life and make you unfruitful. Morning. No, it's all right. I'm glad you're here. Praise the Lord. You got here just in time. Psalm 80, verse 14. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man, whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord of hosts, because your face, cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. Lord, I thank you for your promise. Just hold your hands out. I receive. I thank you for your promise of revival. God, to me, God, I stand in need of revival today. I stand in need of your revival fire today. Can y'all believe that? You know you need it. I stand in need of your revival fire today. I stand in need, God, of your restoration today, God. I thank you, God, that the sweet wind of heaven would blow over us today. I pray that no one would leave here burdened. No one would leave here lacking. No one would leave here lost or unsaved. No one would leave here sick. God, I'm thanking you that your kingdom would come and your will would be done here today, Jesus. I thank you, God, that you mount us up in faith. Mount us up in faith. You said if we have faith like a little tiny grain, the tiniest seed on earth, a mustard seed, if we would just pray with a little mustard seed faith, we could move mountains. God, we got mountains in our life. Don't we have things that look like mountains to us today? We can't look through it. We can't go around it. We can't climb it. It's too steep, God. We speak right now in the name of Jesus to that mountain. We speak right now in the name of Jesus to that mountain. Speak it. Mountain, right now, you be moved in the name of Jesus. Mountain, you be destroyed right now and thrown into the sea in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we've been fishing all night and we haven't caught nothing. And you're telling me to row out and go fishing again? Yes. He's telling you to go out and go fishing again. In the name of Jesus, bring forth the catch. Bring forth that financial miracle right now. In Jesus' name, God, we cleave to it. We pull on it in the name of Jesus. You said that you would meet all my needs according to your riches and glory. You would meet all my needs according to your riches and glory, Jesus. I don't remember what day this week was. It was a real cold morning. Several maybe, but the sun was out that day. Like I say, I don't remember what day it was, but I took a walk. I was got to stay in a cabin. I was blessed with a former youth group member. They let me stay there. I mean, it was a log home. It was hot tub, the whole deal, absolutely free. So I was blessed. But I took a walk that morning. I just wanted to see, I think the road went to a boat ramp, but I found out I think it was about 5 miles to this boat ramp, so I didn't make it there, but I made it to a cemetery. Ooh, and I got so scared when I approached that cemetery. I like cemeteries. I do. They're peaceful places. They really are. I like to walk around. I like to read the names, and I like to read the sayings on the tombstones. I don't know if you think that's morbid or what, but I noticed something. I've noticed before, but you take these little, you know, the square ones, 18 pre-Civil War ones that are kind of like, I don't know if they're concrete. I don't know what they're made of. They got so much lime and moss and stuff on them, they're kind of hard to read. But if you start reading from there, you'll notice it says, resting in Jesus' arms, together in heaven. I mean, scripture. It'll have scripture. It'll talk about revelations, and we'll be caught up in there and we'll meet him, and just all these spiritual things. How many of y'all know, have you ever looked in a cemetery? And one reason I like a cemetery is because I know that the prayers mamas and daddies prayed are still going up. I come into agreement with, Lord, I agree that all these families of those people that knew you, Jesus, would come in. I thank you, Lord, that prayers never end. They're like incense, and they're filling a bowl in heaven, the Bible says. And one of these days, that bowl will get all the way full and tip out, praise God. That's why revival prayers are so important. When you think they're not doing nothing, they're going up in a bowl. Their tears go up in a bowl in heaven. And God eventually is going to go, it's going to balance, and it's all going to fall out. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad you're here this morning, Tiffany. I was praying last night. I said, Jesus, send them. I was praying specifically for you and Logan that God would bring. Of course, he's working today, but praise God, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad everybody's here that's here this morning. Praise the Lord. But anyway, all these tombstones, I'm not saying all of them, but probably at least half of them had some kind of spiritual reference or scripture or something. And then I started noticing the further, the newer they were, the less spiritual they were. And I noticed the ones, and I'm not pleased. If you've got, I don't want to say something that'll offend anybody, but it's like the very newest ones were like people on motorcycles or four-wheelers, and they got these pictures now that they can, they're really cool the way they do it, but I'm like, God's been taken out, and your pleasures on earth and your idols on earth or whatever pulled you on earth are being put on these, and there's nothing wrong remembering what somebody liked, but I think there's a pattern there of pulling away from the things of God, you know, and it just kind of shows you the way society's been going since, I think, Indiana. When, Dan, he's kind of a historian. When did they settle Indiana? 1840? Well, when they came into Indiana. But they didn't actually settle. Yeah, sometime 50, 60 years before the Civil War. So I saw a few graves that were early 1800s. So anyway. That's what I feel this Friday night service is going to be about. I just wrote this down. It seems to me, how far we've deteriorated from the faith. We must have an awakening. And our only hope for America is for the church to awake and preach the simple truth of eternity. The simple truth of there is a heaven, there is a hell, and you're appointed to go to one or the other. And depending on the choices you make now is what you will be the decision you make for eternity, won't it? And so I see these Friday night services pulling that way because there's people that need to just go in and hear the simple gospel. They need to hear the simple, like Steve Hill preached, the simple truth, the truth of backsliding. And when you're backsliding, your life is just, it's horrible. It's horrible to be backslidden, isn't it? But I wrote down, it seems to me we've got so schooled in the scriptures and doctrine, we are no longer effective to the world. Because you know what he showed me? They just don't care anymore. They don't care what you say on Facebook. They don't care what scriptures you post. They need truth. They need life. They need salvation. I'm not taking away. I hate it. I always try to explain myself. I'm not taking away from being schooled in the Word of God and being knowledgeable in the Word of God, but if you never do nothing with it, you just become like a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. If you never take it out into the streets, it is worthless. It might make you fat and happy, but it's not going to do anything to change this fallen world. Amen? So I see this Friday night service as being salvation. I see people coming to Jesus. I see it a healing service, people coming to Jesus and being healed. I see it physical healing. I see demons being cast out. I see people vomiting in waste baskets up here at the altar. We don't have to take it to the back room. God is going to deal with, no, really, man. God is still in the business of deliverance. God is still in the business of healing. God, I can see people, and there's gifted people. Y'all are two of them that prophesy. You've gifted prophecies on you. You prophesy. God's going to use that. God's going to pour that out to speak wonders to people. Hold your hand up. Everybody, hold your hand up. The Bible said every one of y'all with your hand up can prophesy. Every one of y'all can prophesy. What's prophecy for? Edification. Is it for condemnation? No. And if somebody speaks a condemning word to you, God will speak to me when I'm wrong. I don't need you to tell me. Now, I can tell you, I'm your shepherd. If I see you falling off the path, I can tell you, hey, you know, you need to straighten out because you're going to fall away and it's going to be hard to get back up again. But it's not for you to curse anybody. You pray for them. You tell them Jesus loves them and has a plan for their life. They need to know there's an eternity. They need to know there's a heaven and a hell. You should warn them, but to blast somebody because they're a drug addict, to blast somebody because they're in fornication, it's not your job to do that. Your job is to love on them and tell them the truth. And the Bible says you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Free from the law of sin and death first, right? And God bless you. I missed it, but God bless you too. And Mr. Scrooge. So we need to get upset at the status quo. Hello. We need to get upset at the status quo. Somebody tell me what status quo means. The way things are now? That sounds right. I didn't even know for sure, but that sounds right to me. It's more of what? A score? It might be. But the church, you know, the church is alive. Jesus said the church would not be overcome by the devil. Right? He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And it wasn't Peter, sorry. If you'd had a Catholic upbringing, it was not Peter that he was talking about. He said, you are Peter, which meant little stone, but upon this rock, this big, huge revelation, I will build my church. You know what the revelation was? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that's what that simple blink. I thought I got that thing turned on. Turn that on for me. That simple revelation saves your soul. Amen? It saves. It delivers. It heals. That confession. If you, I don't know where I'm going. It don't matter. You need to know this. If you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, you can't have one without the other. You can pray a prayer, oh, Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me my sins, and walk off and never change. That's not God. When Jesus comes into your heart, something's going to happen. You're going to at least get the revelation that I'm walking the wrong way and I need to turn around quickly and go the other way, right? Or you can, you know what happens sometimes? I prayed this prayer, no doubt that, what's that young man's name we prayed for yesterday? Matt. Lord Jesus, give Matt a revelation of your glory. Give Matt a revelation of your righteousness and holiness in Jesus' name. Save him, save him, save him. Matt probably prayed a prayer in jail. Somebody probably said, okay, just pray this prayer and you'll be saved forever. You're safe, 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 safe. Don't you ever go against the Holy Ghost. When somebody's under conviction, don't you ever tell him, oh, it's okay. Don't do that. Say, hey, just submit to God what he's telling you, right? So this boy, he probably prayed a prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. I'm sorry I've sinned against you. I've hurt others. I've hurt myself. And I lead people in prayers like this all the time. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for leading people to Jesus. But when you make a statement like, but it don't work, it never worked. It never was reality to you, was it? It never was reality. So Jesus, I thank you, God, that you would let us know. Just hold your hands up like this. Let me know, Jesus, that all the power of heaven dwells in me. Because I love you, Jesus. I have given my life to you, Jesus, God. I know there's more. I know there's more, and I'm asking for more. I'm asking for abundance. I'm asking for the overflow. Jesus, I'm asking, God, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out. Pour out on my family that's been beat up lately. Pour out on my family, God. Pour out on my family, God. Deliver us from disease. Deliver us from hurt. Deliver us from generational curses, God. We know you are King. We know you are King. Jesus. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up higher and higher. And he will lift you up. I will humble myself in the sight of the Lord. I will humble myself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift me up higher and higher. And he will lift me up. A broken and a contrite heart, the Lord your God will not despise. A broken and a contrite heart, the Lord your God will not despise. A broken and a contrite heart, the Lord your God will not despise. A broken and a contrite heart, the Lord your God will not despise. He opposes the proud. He gives grace to the humble. He will strengthen the weak. Causes strong men to stumble. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. I will humble myself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up higher and higher, and he will lift you up in the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the Lord. Everybody stand up, please. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you put all of this together. I thank you for your kingdom to come today and your will to be done, Jesus, right here in Greenville, Indiana, right here under the roof of this building called Faith Harvest Assembly, God, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you for life. We thank you for a life more abundantly. God, like rivers out of a rock, God, like living waters, God, out of the throne room of God, flow over us in Jesus' name, Lord. Flow over us, God, in Jesus' name. Flow over us in Jesus' name. Do you know him? And I'm just going to ask you briefly, do you know where you will spend eternity? I'm not asking if you know about him. I'm asking you if you know him. Do you know Jesus and the power of his resurrection? Is he your friend that sticks closer than a brother? Did you wake up this morning with him on your heart? Will you go through today thinking of him periodically? And will you go to bed tonight and will he be the last thought on your mind? Do you know him? If you do not, come here. Just come up here right now. If you want to follow Jesus, if you want to make him your Lord and Savior, come up here. And I'm not talking about you grew up in church or mommy and daddy or grandma and grandpa's a Christian. That will not. It's not a club. You've got to make that decision for yourself. Do you know him? He loves you. He loves you and has a plan for your life. He loves you and wants you to spend eternity with him. For God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that if you would just believe on him and trust him and follow him, you won't perish, but you will have eternal life. Do you know him? He loves you. He loves you. Well, I don't believe in Jesus. Well, if you wrote 2016 down any time this week, you know, you're just declaring that it's been 2016 years since he was born. Even time is kept off of his birth. So, do you know him? Do you know him? He loves you. In Jesus' name, God, I come against every hindering spirit. I come against every spirit that would stop us from receiving and being born again, God. Born into the kingdom of God. Born into the kingdom of God. Man, if you need that new birth, come on, receive, receive, receive. Come on, if you need that. In Jesus' name. Miss Donna, I'd like you to come up here with me. I'd like to pray for anybody that wants to receive, but I'd like to pray a prayer of impartation over anybody that wants to receive this. I want to pray an impartation over you that you will love souls. You will be in love with lost people. You will love them. You won't look at them for what they are. You'll look at them for what Jesus looked at them as. He gave his life for you when you were pretty bad and you were pretty mean and you were pretty unrenewed. Come if you want impartation for love of souls. If you want impartation that you'll love souls more than you'll love your own reputation. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. An impartation for a work ethic of the kingdom, for the kingdom of God. Because when Nehemiah, when he built the wall, the people had a mind to work. And God, I thank you for an impartation of faith to believe. Lord's kingdom come, the Lord's will be done right here in Faith Harvest in Greenville, Indiana, like it is in heaven. And God, an impartation of a fresh anointing from heaven, a fresh touch from heaven. Freshness, God. Freshness, God. Your presence, your spirit, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Let's just worship him for a minute. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Impart unto us, God, your righteousness. Impart unto us your presence. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.